For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. The ins and outs of city and county government may not have the glamour or attention of other political drama, such as the Tennessee Senate race, but there have been a few moves this week that could shape local politics for years to come. With us again is political analyst Otis Sanford. Welcome back.
Hi, Chris.
Otis, Thursday morning, former Memphis Mayor Willie Harrington announced, or shall we say re-announced, that he will face current Mayor Jim Strickland in the 2019 election. What is your reaction to this news?
Well, he says he's serious, so everybody has to take him at his word that he is serious. He's the longest serving mayor in the history of Memphis. In some circles in Memphis, he remains very, very popular. Voters will have to determine whether they want to go back to the future here.
Jim Strickland has not announced his candidacy for mayor yet, but it's expected maybe in November. What do you think a race between Harrington and Strickland might look like?
I'm looking at it from the standpoint of the Harrington-Hackett race, but the dynamics might be a little different then. In 1991, you know, there was this huge clamor to finally elect an African-American mayor. But I think that sentiment may not be as strong this time.
Right. Strickland is pretty popular with both black and white voters right now. But of course, you know, issues can arise that bring race to the forefront. One of those issues that reemerged this week is Beale Street Bucks. That is, at certain times of night, instituting a $5 cover on Beale for safety reasons and crowd control. The police director wants this. City council wants it. Some people call it discrimination. Could this end up being Mayor Strickland's problem?
I think where the mayor is concerned, I expect him to say, look, I'm leaving this up to my police director, and I'm also leaving it up to the city council. They're the ones who pass the ordinances and the resolutions that may or may not work. but I think that's what he will do. Another issue that he has to be concerned about as we get into 2019 is this issue over police surveillance of protesters and protesters who were not committing any crimes. He will have to address that going forward. But in his favor are things such as, remember I fought to get the Confederate statues down, or remember that my administration is a very diverse administration. Crime is going down. I don't know if the Beale Street Bucks will be a determining factor, but it could be one of the things that somebody tries to make an issue out of.
Now, the city council has some ideas for itself in the near future. A recent referendum to expand from two consecutive terms to three consecutive terms. Supporters say that 8 years isn't enough to accomplish certain agendas. Otis, maybe you can remind us why voters wanted term limits to begin with, and why would we want to expand them now?
I'm telling you. Memphis voters voted overwhelmingly to support term limits.
And that was in 2008.
It was 2008. And they did so because they just didn't feel that council members should make a career out of sitting on the council and therefore reaping the entitlements of that position in a lot of ways, some of them even unethical ways. But the council, I think, is being a little self-serving here. 8 years is plenty of time to get something done if you really want to get something done. So I'm not buying that we can't get our agendas done or we can't get projects done in 8 years. You certainly can. You know, if we were going to have three consecutive terms, that should have been the issue back in 2008. I'm sure voters would have gone for that. But it is something that the city council is trying to do for their own benefit. In addition to, they want to get rid of instant runoff voting, which we've never had anyway. Plus, they want to get rid of runoffs altogether for district seats. All of it is pretty much intended to help the incumbents, and it's self-serving in my mind.
Finally, let's take a quick look at the Shelby County Commission. This week, Van Turner was elected the new chairman. How do you think he and County Mayor Lee Harris are going to work together to sort of mend the previously contentious relationship between the mayor's office and the commissioners?
I see Van Turner as a young, dynamic, emerging political leader in this community. He has done some courageous things already. I mean, he was the one that is the face of the Memphis Green Space that took down the Confederate statues. That took a lot of courage to do that, and he stood out front to talk about that. But let's not leave Mark Billingsley out of this as well.
Right, Republican who was elected vice chair.
He's vice chair. He has been, And this is not to slight any other Republican that was on the county commission the last time. He was probably the most conciliatory, compromise-seeking Republican on the commission last term. I think that he will do a fabulous job working with Van Turner and the both of them working with the mayor to get things done, whether it's with infrastructure improvements, dealing with blight, on the opioid crisis, which caused a lot of friction between the previous county mayor, Mark Luttrell, and that commission. But with Van Turner and Mark Billingsley working with Lee Harris, I have real high hopes for a lot of camaraderie and getting stuff done.
Political analyst Otis Sanford joins us each week to talk about Tennessee politics. Otis, thanks again.
Thank you.
I'm Christopher Blank. This is WKNO News.